How often do I interact with the agents? This isn't managing people in their transactions and problem solving because they're not involved in it. They are fire starters. If you let them work on their own transactions and they have this little bit of experience, you're the fire starter because you let them do that. They're on a team. Your admin support takes care of all the transactions as if they were yours. So how often do you interact? About once a month as you do a sit down, ideally with the group at the office. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the open house initiative. Who's looking to do, you know, 3 open houses this month or 2 open houses this month? Now, you could also do it on a conference call. You can also do it one at a time. But the objective is 30-day business planning, and you do it one time. You don't do a 3-month. They won't remember, they won't be committed to it, and they won't feel appreciated. Meeting with agents once a year or twice a year, the agents will drift so far away from the business plan, it's really quite ridiculous. They aren't even close to the mark. So we have found that shorter interactions, it's kind of like, if you will, if you took your dog for a walk and you had a 60-foot leash, would that dog, could you yank on that thing when you have to correct it? No. You can't. The leash is too long. Meeting with somebody every 6 months, the leash is too long. What we want to do is have things where we kind of yank that leash a little bit if somebody is off course, but it's worth it. Again, 10 agents is safely a $50,000 bump. Everybody I've coached, I've said, if you don't build a team, I'm not your guy. I can show you how it's pretty safe to do a $50,000 bump, but what we're targeting is 100, but we have to have 10 agents. You're going to interact with them once a month, and that is to talk about what the activities are going to be for the next 30 days, possibly celebrate some victories of some of these agents because they want to feel appreciated. And they left the other company because nobody even paid attention to them. The other part about interacting with them, some of those agents, when they hold open houses, are going to have a portfolio change. In other words, on Monday morning, we used to have I've got somebody who does it for me now, but I used to be the one who handled the Monday morning conference call, and the agents would tell me, hey, I met these people, how do I follow up? So in essence, I heard in real time what happened the day before. And so every Monday was a pretty good day to find out 4 agents of the 10 held open houses. Sometimes 7 of the 10 held open houses. Essentially, what happened yesterday and what do I have to work with? How many of these buyers or sellers can I get an appointment with them? What's the follow-up? And the agents are giving you opportunities. Or you could build the whole thing on your own and do personal production. Or you can have people bringing you business all the time, because prospecting should bring you business. Marketing, it's a little bit more of a slow go. Do you have anything new for me? And what can I do to help you? And then you're the closer, keep that in mind. Networking, we can equip through our system what they say when they're at networking events. And they shouldn't be bringing their business cards and handing them out like crazy. Just bring 20 cards and hand them out. Nope, we don't want to do that. I won't go through the whole networking program right now, but we have ways to equip them where they are effective as they come out of those networking events. All right, let's go to our last one. What income can you expect?